Homily for Monday, the 5th of December. What I'd like to do is do what I did last Monday, and that is to repeat the homily that I gave on Sunday. My reason is that this homily I'm about to give speaks to Advent, to the whole season of Advent. And so I think it a good reflection as we enter into the second week of Advent. I think our opening collect prayer takes us to the heart of the Advent season. There we prayed, God of power and might, open our hearts in welcome. Remove the things that hinder us from receiving Christ with joy, and teach us the heavenly wisdom that makes us his true companions. So, having prayed that prayer, we ask what needs to be removed from us so we can actually experience the joy of recognizing Christ's presence in us. That's what Advent is all about. This whole season is all about helping us become aware of Christ's presence in us. So, it's not like at Christmas, Christ will somehow come to us as if he were not already with us. Rather, it's that during Advent, we learn to come to Christ, learn to recognize how Christ is already present to us in very real and fleshy ways. So again, what gets in our way of recognizing Christ's presence? One of the things I suggest that needs removing is our incredible busyness. We surround ourselves with a wall of technology that precludes any deeper entry into ourselves. We become so preoccupied that we don't think we can afford the luxury of quiet, of silence, of slowing down and silently entering into our own depths. There's a phrase Shakespeare finely crafted in Hamlet. It's wondrous strange, spoken by Horatio to Hamlet. Wondrous strange. If only we could become wondrous strange to ourselves. If only we could make the decision to stay quietly with ourselves, to learn who's more deeply there. It's then and there that we will come to reverence. A humble reverence for ourselves and for one another as touched by God. It's then and there we will find within us deeper thoughts and yearnings. The yearning to give all and be received by all. This is God's own life speaking within us. Wondrous strange indeed. What else needs removing? I think we need to remove a false religiosity that looks down on our daily living. The Gospels, especially the Gospels in the season of Advent, are quite clear and down to earth about where we are to find the living Christ taking on flesh in our lives. Christ's living presence to us is as simple as the love acts we do for one another. It's as simple as the caring things we do for one another, as family, as friend, as fellow citizen. So I'm not talking primarily about getting together to say the rosary, though always a good thing to do, but I am talking about getting up early in the morning every day to go to work and provide for loved ones. I am talking about taking time to listen to one another, even when we're tired. And I am talking about phoning or emailing someone who's lonely and sad, or someone who's just lost a job. The Gospels and Advent call these things we actually do incarnation. God's Word taking on human flesh. God's glory coming down to earth. And how wondrous strange is that? For me as a priest, it's a blessing and curse to see the blindness so many of us have to their own goodness and holiness, blind to the obvious presence of Christ living in them. It's something I especially see as people come for the sacrament of reconciliation. They are so humbly good. And you are so humbly good. So this Advent, try to get on top of any busyness that doesn't allow you to become wondrous strange to yourself. And try to get rid of any false spirituality that gets in the way of your recognizing how Christ is becoming down to earth present in how you live and how you love. To conclude, we pray again our opening prayer. God of power and might, open our hearts in welcome. Remove the things that hinder us from receiving Christ with joy, and teach us the heavenly wisdom that makes us his true companions. Amen.